We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Perek Dalid. The paragraph begins, Oid Isa B'Avais. That's what we're holding. And just a quick little overview of the topic of discussion is once again, in this parak we are discussing the punishments that a person can incur because he has that ability to learn Torah, but he does not learn Torah. That's the topic of discussion here in Perek Dalid, as opposed to Perek Gimel, is the reward that a person receives for learning Torah. Oid Isa B'Avais in Perek Gimel, Perek Mishneh Ches. Rabbi Meir Omer. Kol Shecheich Dover Echad B'Mishnasai, whoever forgets Dover Echad B'Mishnasai, one thing from his learning. Ma'al Olav HaKosav Kilu Mischai B'Navshai. The Torah views it as if he is Mischai B'Navshai. And brings a pasuk, Rak Yisham Lecha or Shmur Nashecha Mo'id. You should definitely guard yourself and protect your soul. Gamal Yidei Zeh, we saw that yesterday, Nizgaber Ol Ha'ivdei Kechavim Al Yisrael. And we spent some time in this topic yesterday, in this line, where when there is a lack of Limud HaTorah, when people can be learning and they don't learn, the Umos Ha'ilam, the enemies of Klal Yisrael, they get strengthened. Their energy, their power source is from us. And when we don't learn Torah, when we could learn Torah, we give them the power to attack us. You know, it's a funny thing the way we live, because Rachmana Litzlan, you should never know of any tragedies. And sometimes people want to make programs and rallies and suggestions how to protect the Jewish people. We don't have to go too much farther than what it says right here in the Sefer. It's called Limud HaTorah. The rally that we need is to get people to come to learn. We all know that this is what I speak to you about privately sometimes and publicly as well. Who do you know? Who might come? Who can be here that's not here? It's not just, okay, it's another sitting in the base of Medrash learning. It's not just another person gaining personally, and when the person gains personally, his whole family gains, and his friends gain, and the world gains. Chazal are telling us over here, it is a protection for all of Klal Yisrael. The more Torah that people are learning because they can learn, is a protection for Klal Yisrael. So I want to suggest, when we think of recruiting, who can come to learn? We shouldn't just think about it as the way we just mentioned, which is important in and of itself. But think about it, who can we help enlist in the army to protect Klal Yisrael? It's nothing less than that. When more people are learning, when they have the ability to learn, it's protection of Klal Yisrael. Some people put up alarm systems in their homes, some people in their offices. It's a protection, nothing less than the force field for Klal Yisrael. Limud HaTorah. And he brings a medrash, an eichel, on the pasuk in Yeshaya. Ke'oichel akash l'shon eish. It is as though straw will consume a tongue of fire. When is it that the straw will consume a tongue of fire? Hakash ze Esav. We know Chazal tell us Kash is Esav. V'eish ze Yaakov. Hakash yoichal es ha'eish. When will this Kash yoichal es ha'eish? When will this straw consume the fire? Doesn't make sense, right? Really, the fire consumes the straw. When will this straw consume the fire? Ve'imasai, when is this? Ki ma'asu eis tayres Hashem. When the Jewish people will despise the Torah. Shor sham kamok yihyeh. When the Jewish people will despise the Torah. That's a situation when the fire will be consumed by the kash, by the straw. Their Sharsham, their ancestors, because they're descendants of Yaakov, Kamok Yeh, Shloitoya lehem zchus avos. Then their zchus avos will not help. The merit of their forefathers will not protect them. Why is that? Because their source will become rotted. Shorshem kamokiyeh, their source will become rotted. They won't have any more zchus avos. What does it mean to despise the Torah? We're saying it again and again. A person who has the ability to learn Torah and he sets it aside, he doesn't learn Torah. When a person wastes his time with Nourishkeit, like we discussed yesterday, that's another example of despising the Torah. Aydisa b'medrash neicha, another one. Hakol kol Yaakov. The voice is the voice of Yaakov, says the Pasuk. The Medrash tells us, calls man shekol Yaakov mitzafzeif evati kinesiyois uvabati midroshois ein yideyes of shotois boy. When the voices of the Jewish people are heard in the shuls, are heard in the bati midroshois, in the study halls, ein yideyes of shotois boy. The hands of Esav are powerless. Eina kol kol Yaakov. Rachamanu Litzlan, if the voices of Yaakov, descendants of Bnei Yisrael, are not heard in the Bati Midrashim, Beis Medrash, in the Bati Knesios, in the Shuls, then the hands of Esav are very powerful. And as we discussed yesterday, and there are those who want to strengthen the army by taking out Lomdei Torah. And all that would do is strengthen the hands of Esav, Rachmanu Litzlan. Lisa Medrash Eicha, Emesai Malchus O'ivdei Kichovim Goyzeres Gezeira Al Yisrael Umatzlachas. Another Medrash in Eicha. When is it that the malchus of the idol worshippers, the umus ha'ilam, are gezeres gezeira on Klal Yisrael umatzlachas, and they are successful? Answers the Medrash, bizman shemashlichin divrei Torah la'aretz. When people take the Torah and they, as the words say, if the words said it, didn't say it, I couldn't say this, and they're mashlich, and they throw it to the ground. What's the first response? A person's in the shul, and he sees a chumash fall on the floor. He sees a sitter. No matter who, no matter what, no matter what age, a person runs as fast as they can to pick it up. Then you ask that same individual, what are you involved with? What topic of learning are you holding by? And if they say to you, well, you know, there's just so much time in the day. There's just so much time in the day. They don't realize they are taking the Torah and throwing it down to the ground. Because when they're not learning Torah and they're putting their time of the day into other venues, avenues, whatever they're doing with it, but they're not learning Torah, they are Mishalchim divrei Torah la'aretz. They're throwing Torah down to the ground. Shneimar, it says, "V'tzova tinosein ala tomid b'posha v'sashteich emes arza." Pasuk in Daniel, Parak Ches, tells us, "V'tzova tinosein ala tomid." A set time will be allotted for stopping the daily Talmud sacrifice. Why is that? V'sashich emes arzo. Because of Israel's sins, it will throw truth to the ground and it will achieve and prosper. Uksiv in the Pasuk tells us, V'zoya Torah, D'chsiv, the emes k'nei v'al timkor, Uksiv, Zonach Yisrael toiv oyev yirdufu, V'ein toiv el Torah. The Medrash tells us that this Taiv that we're talking about, this emes that we're talking about, is a Taira. So when it says that Savati Nasan Allah Tamid Bepashiv Sashik Emes Artso, what is this emes? Emes is a Taira. Ein Taiv El Taira. Uksiv Vayisa Vayachanu Berefidim. Discusses when Klai Yisrael were traveling and they encamped at a town called Refidim. And we know Chazal tell us, I Googled it. Looked all over, Google Earth, Google Maps, whatever you want. No such thing as the town Refidim. I have the updated version. So what's Pshat? What does it mean, Refidim? Because they were Rafi Yedeim B'Tayra. Vayovay Amolek V'Dorsh Razal V'Shvil She Rafi Yedeim B'Tayra, because they weakened their hands in Limra Tayra. They weakened their study of Tayra. It brought the beast. It aroused Amalek. Amalek is the descendant of Esav, as we said above. V'Zayah Kodesh in the Pasuk, Nirpim Atem Nirpim. The Zayah Kodesh tells us, when it says, you're being lazy, you Klai Yisrael being lazy, Nirpim Atem Araisa, you're being lazy from the Torah, Al-Kain Tichpad Avoid Al-Anoshim B'Misim V'Anonius. You're being lazy in regards to learning Torah. Therefore, Paro increased, Chazal tell us, Hashem orchestrated that Paro increased the workload with more taxes. But Prat, furthermore, Shemekalkel, Bedover Zela Atzmai, Kemo Shomer Chazal, Kol Shecheich Dover Echem Mitalmudai, Goyim Golus Levonov. Mara tells us in Yuma, Naflam Chesem at Beis, Kol Shecheich Dover Echem Mitalmudai, Goyim Golus Levonov, Shenema Vatishkach Teres Lekecho, you forgot the Torah of your God? Eshkach banecha gamani. Hashem says, I will forget your children. Out into Golos. Be exiled. Gambana shalodim meisim kishahim ketanim over zeh ovoin. Rachman al-Itzlan, a person can lose children because of bittul Torah. K'mo sh'omru chazal, as the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, taflam adeis and adeis. We've been quoting many Ma'amari Chazal of the severity of a person who has the ability to learn and the time to learn and he chooses to do other things. Before we continue seeing more Ma'amari Chazal on this point, I want to bring something else out. A nekuda which is not being emphasized here on the Chafetz Chaim openly, but I believe the Chafetz Chaim is saying this message as well. Many times in a person's daily schedule, he has the ability to perhaps make appointments, if he has a doctor's appointment, or other necessities that have to take place. And then he's faced with his starim, whether it's a first Seder, or an afternoon Seder, Chavrusa he has, whatever time he has Chavrusa. A person has to view his learning as nothing less than oxygen. Whether it's a Sunday morning, or you don't have doctor appointment Sunday morning, but whatever it might be. A person has to view it, I'm going to make an appointment, well, I have a chavrusa at that time. I have a chavrusa at that time, so I can't make my appointment at that time. There's no other appointment available? Okay, it's a different discussion, different point. But the mindset a person has to have is to make sure he schedules his appointments around the most important part of the day. As we said, to reiterate, imagine the person says, okay, I have a doctor's appointment, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take the watch guard and tell him, okay, stop patrolling the border. Imagine a person would do that. Leave the fence opened to the barrier, which makes sure that the enemies stay out. Why? Because I have to go to the dermatologist, or I have to go to the who knows what. Now, a person's a human being, he has to go to the dermatologist and take care of his needs as well. But would he leave the border unattended? He has to make sure that the time when he leaves, there's someone else patrolling as well. What would that mean? Not at the time when he's learning, when he's supposed to be learning. Just what we're learning here is not just that we have to learn, but how we have to view learning. Turning the page in some editions, Gam Nidin beGehenim over Zachet. The person, of course, is punished, is judged in Gehenim because of this. Kmo Shamu Chazal, Moram Babasar, Dafayin Tesman Aleph. Kalapayush Atzma Bidivri Taira. Whoever is Pyrish Atzma Bidivri Taira. What does it mean to be Pyrish Atzma? He separates himself from Taira. When you're separating yourself from something, it sounds like you were at one point in time. You were there. You were connected. You were together. So if you're separating, when you didn't have to separate, he's Neifel Begehenim. It's a simple taitsa, an outcome, where a person is basically, he's saying, I'm cutting myself off from my connection to you, Hashem. So Hashem is the Eitz HaChaim. Hashem is the Torah's Chaim. He falls down to Gehenim. Shneimar Adam Toya Miderech Haskel Bekal Refaim Yenuach Bein Refaim Elo Gehenim. The Mishnah, Pasuk Mishnah tells us a person who goes astray, he's Toya Miderech Haskel Bekal Refaim Yenuach, he'll rest in the congregation of Refaim. What does it mean? Bekal Refaim Yenuach Ein Refaim. Refaim means Gehenim. The Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Vayikra. The Zohar Kodesh tells us in Parshas Vayikra, Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, I'm going to be reading now a translation of the Zohar Kodesh. Ashrei lo'oysam bali neshama. Fortunate are those bali neshama, bali Torah, b'nei avayda shel melech HaKodesh. Those Bali Torah, those who are involved in the Torah, the Bnei Avayda Shel HaMelech HaKadosh, those who are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ashrei, fortunate are they. However, Oilo Isam HaChaitim, woe is to those sinners, Shloi Zachu Lidobik Ba'adinam, who do not merit to cling to their master, Shloi Zachu Ba'Taira, and did not merit Taira. Because whoever should call me Shalai Zoicha Batayra, who does not merit in Taira, Lai Zecha Loi Baruach, Vlai Bneshama, does not merit the Ruach or the Neshama, the different aspects of his Neshama. Vayizdabkus Shalahem, and their connection, Betsadahu Shaladinim Haroim. These people who don't learn Taira, their connection is Bedinim Haroim, the bad. Dinim. V'ze ein lo chelek b'melech HaKadosh. This person who does not learn Torah has no chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein lo chelek b'kedusha. He has no portion in holiness, in kedusha. Oy loy, woe is to this person sheyetzei ma'olam hazeh, when he finally leaves this world. Where is he headed to? Shari nizvado hu lo isam haminim haroim. Bali chachutzpo hakosho kekelev. Shalichei eish b'gehenim she'inam merachim maleim. Bayir ei v'chulei. Says the Zohar HaKadosh that these people that don't learn Torah, don't associate themselves with Torah, what was to them when they leave this world? They're headed straight to Gehenim. And it's a very simple understanding where the person, if he doesn't feed his neshama with the proper nourishment of the soul, that nourishment to strengthen the soul, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael v'arayitz v'kutsh b'richu chathu, we are all one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah and Klai Yisrael are all one. If he is not connecting, if he is not associating, if he is not being part of it here now, how will he be part of it later? Have a nice day.